FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community music, bringing you Chris August, Pieces and the Afters. I Will Fear No More. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's 7:20.
Rain ending this morning, becoming mostly sunny, windy, cold. Temperatures dropping into the 30s. Mostly clear tonight. Windy, low 20. Winning Wednesday, sunny, cold, high only 34. Currently, I'm watching birds attempting to fly outside of our windows, and they're having a difficult time because it's really windy. It is currently, it's 44 and it's 41 in Harrisburg.
This morning, our very special guest is author and teacher J.P. Robertson. Good morning again to you, J.P.
Good morning. Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you here. I want to talk about your new book coming up. But first, you have a very special event coming up this Saturday, Lanco Expo. It's a book at Craft Expo. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Fred, I'm so excited to talk about this event. It's been something that's come together as a result of a lot of hard work and members of our community coming together. Our country, as we know, has a lot of divisions going through it. But, you know, I think here in Lancaster County, we're showing what authors and artists can do, what a community can do when they're pulled together.
Right.
Lanco Expo has been put together by a lot of sponsors in the community. We want to thank them, you know, people like Groff's Printing, Giant, Cooper Printing, and Carrabba's. We've all just put things together, donated cash prize, not cash prizes, but gift cards and different things to help our community come out and meet and engage with local authors. So to that end, we're really excited. We have all kinds of topics from how to deal with Alzheimer's, self-help books, romance books, historical fiction, all these kind of great things, fantasy that authors are coming. And we just have such incredible talent here in Lancaster County. We're really blessed with that.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's amazing. I even heard there's some artisans that are coming along too, that are making things from glass that's been like 125 years old, and they're making jewelry out of it. I mean, it's just incredible.
That's very
what
cool.
We have.
And that's happening Saturday
at the Quarryville Library from 10 to 2.
10 to 2. Very cool.
Totally
check it out.
Free admission, so we're excited.
Very cool. Now let's talk about your new book. Mm-hmm. I understand, before we talk about that a little bit, I understand a mom wrote you to say that her son loved your book. And just tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. You know, for an author, we spend a lot of time and effort, obviously, pouring ourselves into our books. And one of the most amazing things is when parents and or readers of any kind can write you and tell you how much it meant to them.
Yeah.
This mom in particular was writing me, thanking me for writing a Christian book that boys as well as girls could enjoy, war dramas, things like that. And it means a lot to me, especially when I see it impacting relationships.
Oh, yeah. In the Midst of the Flames, tell us about your new book and what it's about.
In the Midst of the Flames, my goal was to capture a glimpse of the heart of God. We read about the prodigal son and the prodigal story. We know he comes home. But my thought was, you know, when any prodigal comes, there are always repercussions for the choices he or she has made. When you have relationships that have been broken or hurt, such as the case of my character in this book, In the Midst of the Flames, how do you go about rebuilding marriages? How do we go about forgiving the unforgivable? And I think that is the central theme of this book, and underneath all the drama and the politics and all the great things that make it really fun to read, there's this underlying theme of this is how you overcome. This is how you forgive things that seemed to be unforgivable. This is how you rebuild and move forward.
And this one is set in World War One.
World War One. It's a continuation of the first book, In the Shadow of Your Wings, which has received great reviews. This book over here takes that story a step further. It's the second out of three parts, and it is available online.
And they can visit you online.
Tell
us about your website.
On my website, jprobinsonbooks.com. There's book trailers, all kinds of information, fun facts, historical things, and just great ways to connect.
Yeah, come out and meet JP and many other authors and artisans. Lancaster Expo, it's a book and craft expo happening this Saturday, 10 to 2 at Quarryville Library. JP, tell my friend Sharon there at the Quarryville Library I said hi.
I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we wish you the best with your event and with your brand new book as well.
Appreciate it.
Back to the music with Sidewalk Prophets. This is Smile on WJ.